And then was there any talk of if this happened and nothing was resolved with the LSVs, what is there another step that's involved?
There is not. We haven't put any further steps in. This would be a first step.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. Next is Rico.
And Nia, please, George. And Nia to the stack.
Okay. I'd like to start off with a question. So we say that if LSB were not to... Can you hear me, first of all?
Yes, I can.
Okay, if an LSB were not to to perform to the PNB, the LSB would no longer have any voting rights, and the members of the PNB from that LSB won't have any voting rights. Is that how it goes?
That's what it says, yes. Point of information there? Whoa. I want to make sure we're straight on this. Are we saying... Excuse me. It's a point of information. I want to be clear here because Rico raised a very good point.
Yes.
Are we saying that just the PNB members don't have any voting rights? It has nothing to do with the voting rights of the local LSB.
Well, that's what I thought Rico was asking. No, it's just the people on the PNB who are the representatives from that LSB don't get the vote.
Thank you for clarifying, George. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Did I misunderstand you, Rico?
No. I got it clear now.
Okay.
I try and look at these situations from the position of those in the minority, because I'm thinking if you find yourself in a situation where you feel there's nothing else you can do, what else can you do? And so the way I've come to my conclusion is that no matter who has a majority in any board, this is a democracy, and somebody's going to be unhappy with the outcome. And in a democracy, it is the majority. And my problem with the board that we have is that we spend a lot of time on things that we don't have process for. And finally, here, there is a process. AC said that, you know, there hasn't been much case for the board to even introduce something like this. Well, then maybe hopefully that will stay the case where the PNB doesn't have to introduce something like this. But in the event that it does happen, it is better to have a process set up then wait for that incident to happen, and then try and figure out what the hell are we going to do. So with that in mind, I think I am for this this motion, and I think what those in the minority have to do is concentrate on getting, you know, the right people to represent them and also try and influence the board to understand that we have to start listening to everybody and not just closing our ears to people who don't agree with us.
Okay, Ricardo, you want
to... And that goes for the majority, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ricardo? Ricardo, are you there? Ricardo?
Yes.
Do you wanted to comment?
Yes. I think I'm consistent with my advice to the board about... removing delegates, removing members of the PNB, or removing members of the LSB. And I think this is analogous to that, because if you take away a director's vote, you might as well remove him as a delegate.
That's right.
And
that's right.
There's specific ways in our bylaws for doing that. And there's nothing in our bylaws that say you can take away a right to vote. It says you can remove a member for these reasons, and I happen to think that those reasons have to be strictly enforced. And while it's true that the LSBs are merely committees under our bylaws, they have one important function, which none of our other committees have, which is that they're the ones that select the members of the PNB.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they have to do it according to the bylaws. And you all have dealt with that before in terms of ensuring that the membership of the PNB is selected according to the bylaws. And you can continue to do that. If delegates are not selected by the LSBs in late in next month, according to the bylaws, you have the power to not recognize them. And you have to, you have the power to recognize someone else if you can do that according to the bylaws, as you've done before as well. So this is something that you may not have to deal with at all. And if you do, you can certainly deal with it later. Now, on the other hand, the LSDs are autonomous to the extent that they run their own affairs. And I don't know that it serves our purpose to start sticking our nose into their affairs and telling them how to do it. It's enough of a job to keep our own affairs in order. In terms of running their affairs, they can be very helpful to us. For example, you all just dealt with a budget. For some of our LSBs did not prepare the budget the way they were required under the bylaws. Ergo, they violated the bylaws. But you were able to work around them and do the budget nonetheless. There was no need for injunctive relief. So there's room for the LSBs to contribute as committees. They have the autonomy to run their own affairs, to be the most help to the foundation, to the local radio station. But if they don't, you guys are the ultimate governance of the foundation, and the foundation does not rely on the LSBs to run its affairs. It relies on you. And so I would caution you that there's nothing in the bylaws that authorizes you to take away this fundamental power, which I say is akin to basically stripping a member who may not have anything to do with what's going on with that LSB, but was selected according to our bylaws.
Point of information.
You beat me. I heard Lizette's point of information first. Lizette?
Would our general counsel consider sticking our noses in people's business if the LSB does not comply with the rules of the foundation? Is that sticking our nose in business?
I apologize. I that was a bad choice of words, and I apologize for that, Lizette. But what I meant by that is that there's a lot of drama going on in our LSBs, especially around elections. And I feel pretty confident that you guys in D.C. can handle it much better than whatever I can figure out. And so, besides, it's much easier for me to let you guys work it out. If it ever when it comes to who gets to sit before the PMB.
Ricardo, we have very limited time, and we have another point of information for you. I think you answered Lizette.
I didn't get the answer, but I'll wait. I'll leave it alone.
I'm sorry.
it's okay.
Sean, what was your question?
Yeah, mine is similar to Lizette's, but the point is that how else would the PNB, outside of going to court, let me put it like this. Isn't it the job of the PNB to interpret the bylaws? And if there's a renegade board that's not following the rules, doesn't the PNB have a duty, not a right, but a duty to interpret the bylaws so that the bylaws and the proper procedures are followed?
No, you don't have a duty to make sure that the LSDs run according to the bylaws. In fact, I suggest that it's an impossible duty.
No, I can't believe what I'm hearing here. Go ahead.
I just gave you an example. We have at least two LSBs that did not present budgets. That's a violation of the bylaws. We don't have a duty to go to court and force them to do that.
No, not a duty. No, you're misunderstanding what I say by duty. I don't mean go to court. I mean to have a duty to make them comply. And one of the ways we enforce that duty is by coming up with motions such as this. I'm not talking about going to court. I'm trying to stay out of court, Counselor.
We have a stack. We have a stack, and I want to get back to it.
We're at time, sir.
Can I just respond? What I'm suggesting is that the way you enforce that duty is the way you did with Campbell Johnson and Billy Ray, and the way you did with Luzette and Billy Ray again, and the way you did with the issue of who you're going to recognize in various areas, but they're
point
dealing
of information.
With specific issues instead of this broad net where you're picking off board members.
That's a mischaracterization, sir.
Point of information.
Okay, we're out of time.
Another point of information, because
we're out of time.
Characterization.
We have clearly more, there's clearly more to be said. We have Kathy.
I move that we extend for 10 minutes.
Any second? Do I have a second to that?
Did you have me on stack?
Second.
I'm sorry, who is that? Andrea?
Yeah.
George, could you please read the stack, George, because
Bonnie
this is the end.
Okay, I have Kathy, Sandra, Leslie, Rico, Carolyn.
It was I had asked to be on the stack before.
Andrea, you did, but where did you come on that?
You don't have Leslie on the stack, George. I'm just standing here quietly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must be running two columns into each other. I definitely have Kathy. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Nia on the stack. Can you hear me, George? Hello?
Yes. Nia, who else?
And Bonnie.
Nia, who else?
Andrea.
Bonnie. Andrea.
Nia.
I was after Ricardo, George.
You were at, well, you, okay. Andrea. So now I have Andrea, Kathy, Nia, and Bonnie.
And Sean.
I want to make a response to what Ricardo says. We have a duty to oversee the elections, and that's when the body of delegates is acting as an assembly of delegates. We have a different relationship when they're acting as the LSB, and in fact we are in the bylaws. We can overrule what they've actually acted on. This is really about when they don't act in ways that we suggest. What do we do then? And there have been plenty of examples of that already. And I will cite, at risk of creating a furor about the specifics rather than the question of procedure, we had a request to get votes counted at PFW that was never followed. We had an instruction to KPFA to put somebody back on the board that was never followed, and we have had a clear instruction as to how the transition was supposed to occur that wasn't followed. So those are some examples.
Carry this back.
Yeah, point of information.
Okay,
no.
Point of information.
Yeah.
What about his tax?
General counsel?
A point of information.
Supersedes. We're not taking voting rights away permanently. We're just suspending voting rights until
That's not a point of information.
Sean, that is not a point of information.
Let me finish the question.
Is it not, okay?
You want to play games here? Counselor, is it not a mere suspension of voting rights until the board comes back into compliance, and then they re-get their voting rights? So this is not a denial of voting rights. It's a mere suspension until a renegade board comes into order.
I'm going to rule that out of order. And we're not going to get back to Ricardo. We're going to continue with the stack, and the stack next is Andrea.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, Sean. It's more a comment than a question, and I'm ruling it out of order. You've made it anyway. I do not want to go back to Ricardo. I want to move on with the stack, and the next person on the stack is Andrea.
Great.
That's my ruling.
Yeah, great.
George, and
what time, by the way, Mr. Chair? What do you want me to do with the time? There's a question for you.
There was a motion to continue for 10 minutes to extend.
I never heard
right.
it seconded or passed.
I seconded it.
All right.
It hasn't been passed. I forgot
Thank
about
you.
It. Is there any objection to passing for the 10 minutes?
Yes.
Jesus
All right.
Christ.
I respectfully request that somebody else keep the time. Second.
I deny your request. He's doing fine with the time. Would you take the role on extending for 10 minutes, Richard?
I'm away from the.
If there's no, other people that are going to fight it, I withdraw. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay. Hearing none.
I'm starting. Thank you.
Let's see. Andrea, go ahead.
Yeah. So if a PNB board member is denied voting rights by this motion, if the PNB then is sued based on its decision to isolate a local station board, would this be a disclaimer then for the PNB person? And it's somewhat directed to Ricardo. The PNB person who's being isolated from then say, well, if you guys are sued, I don't have anything to do with it.
I'm sorry, I'm not clear what the question is, Andrea. There's no person, there's no PNB person being isolated, the entire delegation from an LSD.
Okay, but if you're going to isolate a PNB person and say that they cannot vote because the local station board is not adhering to X, Y, or Z that they're representing on the national board, then can that PNB member say, well, you know, like if you get sued, if Pacifica gets sued, and they could say that they don't have anything to do with that lawsuit.
I mean, for things that happened while they weren't voting.
Right, right.
I would suppose so.
Let's ask legal counsel, please. I'd like to hear legal counsel's legal response, and not speculation.
Ricardo, can you respond briefly to that?
Ricardo? Yeah, because it would seem that the PNB person wouldn't have to follow, you know.
Yeah.
I can answer that. I'm sorry, I was on mute. That's an important question, which is what does official board action doing this to a PNB member do in terms of the individual PNB member's liability in case of litigation?
Yeah.
My duty is absent specific board authority is to each individual board member, including the LSB board member, and my duty is to defend their right to sit on the board, their right to vote, until the board tells me otherwise. If they did, and there was some legal action around it, I would have to support the board action. I don't see that the individual PNB member would be at risk because the only action I can foresee would be to give the PNB member back their rights to vote.
Okay, Kathy.
Yes, I understand the reason for having some kind of, I wouldn't say control, some way of responding to actions or lack of action on the LSB. However, what I'm not understanding about this particular motion is that even if you were to deny votes by the LSB directors, that still doesn't control what the LSB does. I don't see how that actually has any real effect. And then from the other side, what I'm wondering is if you are denying vote on the PMB, it not just affects those directors, but it affects those people that elected them. So I was just, it just seems like there needs to be another look at this, because you're not just denying the director the vote, you're denying the percentage of people that voted for them.
Again, the point is, if they're not willing to abide by a majority vote on the PNB, then they aren't really participating in the democratic process to begin with.
Okay, George, you're chairing.
Yes, I am.
Don't do that.
Nia.
Okay, thank you. Just a few things. I know earlier George said that, quote, the chair executes policies. According to Article 9, Section 5, that's not what the chairperson does. The chairperson has the powers and duties to preside over meetings. That's number one. I have a real problem, because to deny all directors rights to vote, I just have a serious problem with denying anybody a right to vote. Look at this election. Look at this PNB. Where does this stop? If we're going to do this to the LSB, there are votes taken on this PNB that I don't agree with. Who's going to sanction the people that voted, with, for example, doing things against the bylaws? Like I think AC or other folks say, you know, that they are autonomous. You know, democracy is messy. I don't believe in denying people their rights to vote. Now, we seem to be really encroaching on people's rights to vote. Like Ricardo said, and I agree with Ricardo, I mean, everybody would probably be shocked to hear that you know, it is just not correct. I don't see why you want to punish someone, because it would punish the entire LSB because they didn't do what, you know, what mommy or daddy said to do. You can't punish them like that. That is not right. And again, I ask the question, what about directors of this very board who do things that they're not supposed to do? Who's going to punish them?
Yes. And when we get sued.
I have someone else. Who's next? I have B-U-N-N. I don't even know who that is. I wrote it down so fast.
Could it be Bonnie?
Bonnie, yes. Okay.
There is some irony here. You know, a few weeks ago, we passed that transition motion, and it said that those of us, even after we're turned off our LSBs, would sit on the PNB until January 30th, and yet that became a little bit of a sticky wicket when it was determined that our chair had decided to resign from the LSB. And we discovered that in the bylaws it says that if you resign, it's a removal from an LSB and you can't continue to serve as a director. But we decided to overlook that. And so I just a little bit of irony in everyone waiving the bylaws. And if we're going to waive the bylaws, in thinking about what you're talking about in this motion, go to Article 5 and look at the description and the number under directors. Look at the general power and authority of directors and look at the specific powers and duties of directors and consider how a director, not talking about removing people from the PNB, not just taking away people's vote power.
Chair.
How is a director to exercise their fiduciary responsibility?
Point of
giving them a hockey penalty.
Point of information.
Let us stop interrupting everybody.
Let Bonnie finish, and then we'll take the point of information.
Thank you.
Bonnie, are you finished?
I just find this dangerously moving toward a tyranny of the majority. And although this may be convenient for situations that some of us feel are upon us in one way or another, I think we have a responsibility to consider what we're doing. I think that this PNB sometimes crafts motions to fit a particular moment or a particular vote, and then we're left with really cumbersome, impossible structure that we've built. I will vote against this motion.
Lizette, you had a point of information.
Yes, I just wondered, and the question doesn't have to be answered, but how would the PNB respond to a case where, and this is an actual case, where an LSB member would, through the mail, recorded mail, get a letter of summary dismissal from the board? How, and if we were to not do something about this, the PNB, what recourse does that member have? Go to court or to the PNB?
It's not a point of information.
I'm
asking for a point of information.
There was a question.
What's he talking about?
I don't know how that I could answer it. Go ahead, Ricardo.
In Lizette's case, the recourse is that she continues to sit on the PNB, and she's recognized as the representative from that station under our bylaws because she was selected according to the bylaws.
So I don't sit on the LSB then?
Well, that's besides the point because the governing structure for Pacifica is the PNB.
The LSB is PNB.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, power of PNB. Please, no back comments. Is there anyone else that wants to be on the stack?
Great. Point of information.
We're at time, Mr. Chair. Billy Ray. We are at time.
Information, Mr. Grace, Chair.
I heard Grace and Billy Ray. I have a point of information.
And we are at time.
This is Susan.
We are at time. Do we want to extend for 5 minutes? Is there anyone want to move that?
No.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
If anyone wants to move it, if there isn't, there won't be a motion.
Moved.
Is there a second for it?
No. I
second.
Okay. So
I oppose.
Okay. So we're going to take a vote.
No. I oppose the extension of 5 minutes. I think we should extend. Be realistic and extend for like 10 to 15 minutes.
No.
We got up on this fast.
I thought we were running out of steam, but...
I'm asking for more time.
You want to amend it to 10 minutes. Is there any objection?
Right, yeah.
Is there a second for that?
Yeah, extend it for what? To repeat ourselves? What are we extending for?
Is there a second for the AC's motion to extend for 10 minutes?
And second.
Okay. Let's take the vote on that. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none, we're extending for 10 minutes. I heard Grace and someone
else. And Susan
else.
Asked a point of information.
Susan had a point of information first. And
Grace.
Then I heard Grace, and there was someone else, I thought.
It's
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray, that's right.
And
AC. Okay.
You need to let me in here again.
Jack.
And then Ricardo. Okay, so, Susan, point of information.
Yes, my point of information is, it's to Ricardo. Do I understand that what you said is that you would deem the removal, the suspension of the voting power of these four persons to constitute removal, that removal must be done pursuant to the bylaws, and that this process is totally outside the bylaws and counter to the bylaws. Do I understand that's what you were saying?
Yes.
That's correct, and that's because there's nothing in the bylaws that allows for it.
And the bylaws, in fact, allow for 2/3 votes for removal.
Right. And then what really concerns me is the mischief that it can provide, because what does it do to our quorums if suddenly there's 4 or 8 people who can't vote? And what kind of infighting do we have in terms of raising an issue like not having a budget in on time, which is indeed a violation of our bylaws and could be considered renegade action. If we're having $25 issues raised into kicking people off the board and not attending meetings that don't receive quorum, don't obtain quorum for doing the same thing, if we're dealing with those technicalities, we're going to be dealing with removing four people all in one fell swoop. It's just fraught with mischief.
I want to respond to Susan's point of information. This isn't about removing people for bylaws violations. It's for PNB policy or directives, for refusing to implement PNB policy or directives.
George, that was not my point. My point was that the only grounds for removal are provided in the bylaws.
Yes.
That this is creating new bylaws that have not been adopted. It is creating whole cloth new bylaws.
It is not a bylaw. It is an area where the bylaws are silent, and it's making policy.
They're in contradiction with the bylaws.
Moving them from the board, and the bylaws are not silent.
They aren't removed from the board. They are suspended for a finite amount of time. They can participate in discussions. They just can't vote.
George, can I get on the stack, please?
You can.
Thank you.
No, we got a stack already.
I would like to be on the stack.
Okay, so I have Grace, Billy Ray, AC, Ricardo, and I just heard Sean and Leslie. Did I miss somebody else?
George, this is Sandra. I was on the stack a while ago, and I never got called.
Well, you must have been in one of those lists that yeah, there you are, Sandra. Sandra, go ahead. You were way earlier. Go ahead, and then Grace.
Okay. Well, I would just like to start by saying, number one, we need to listen to the advice that our attorney is giving us, because that's what we pay him to do. There are issues with the bylaws. The biggest one is the interpretation of them, and the other issue is LSBs that don't agree with what the PMB says and decide not to do what they've been asked. I don't think this motion really addresses forcing the LSBs to abide by PMB directives. I agree with Ricardo. It ends up to all kinds of mischief, and we need to see if we can't come up with a better way to address this issue. I don't know what it might be, but I don't think that this particular motion is it, so I will be voting against it. Thank you.
Grace?
I kind of agree with Sandra. We have a problem, and that is that there are people on our PNB and at the local station board level who feel that the station should have a certain degree of autonomy. However, stations can engage in activity that can be damaging to the foundation itself and to other stations. So what does the PNB do if local station boards are taking action which put the entire foundation at risk? For instance, if a local station board refuses to seat new members who are properly elected by the election process, refuses to seat them, or let's say a board refuses to elect delegates to the national board, let's say that a local station board uses its report to the listener time to challenge the FCC's ruling against airing dirty words on the radio, and could thus lose us all of our licenses by doing some sort of renegade action like that. Ricardo, what is our best action? We need to be able to have some enforcement mechanism, not to dominate, have the will of the majority dominate the minority, or to dominate the stations or to take away their autonomy, which they should be allowed to have a certain degree of autonomy. But no station and no local station board should be allowed to damage the entire network. And when a station takes actions that can jeopardize the foundation or other stations, I think that we have to have some sort of mechanism to prevent that from happening, or to fix it if it has already partly happened. So what do we do? in that case?
Well, I mean, the only example where you say that the foundation is put at risk outside the democratic process is the improper use of our airwaves. And, in fact, the LSP should have nothing to do with allowing that to occur or even having anything specific to do with that other than perhaps consulting with management on the programming. So the executive director has a responsibility through the station manager to make sure our airwaves are being used properly. As far as the governance issue, you know, anytime there's governance dispute, we don't have a duty to be umpires. We have a duty to make sure that the elections are conducted fairly, and that they're conducted according to the bylaws. And when I say we, I mean the PMB, and we have a duty to recognize whoever certified by the elections administrator as the winners. We don't have a duty to make sure that somebody actually sits on a chair if some big guy gets in the way. And we certainly don't have a duty to run into court to have that big guy moved out of the way. And to take on those responsibilities and to tell anyone, me or the ED, to resolve it, it's unresolvable. And doing it in this way is, I mean, I agree, it's an exotic approach, but I don't see that it flies under our bylaws. Now, you have a duty to run the organization, and you're the only ones that have the power to run the organization because you're the ones that have the control over the purse string. The LSBs don't. And to whatever extent the management has control over the purse strings, it's because you and the ED allow them to have control over the purse strings. And you have ultimate control over the hiring and firing of station management. And the LSBs have a big role in this, but if they're operating outside of our bylaws, you don't have to abide by their role. Especially when they get.
George, I don't feel that Ricardo fully answered my question. Can I just?
Yes, you can restate it.
Ricardo, if there's a refusal to seat a duly elected board member on a local station board, which was part of my example, that puts the foundation at risk because it opens us up to a lawsuit if we are not able to implement the results of our elections on the local level. It's not that station that's going to be sued. It's going to be specific of that suit.
Grace, the fact that we have elections at all puts us at risk of being sued and asking us to actually enforce an election administrator's certification legally is not necessary. And if the local station board acts contrary to what the election results are, you can refuse to seat the members. Then you can refuse to seat them. But that's because you can show that the members weren't elected under our bylaw. If they don't have a budget in on time, well, you certify the budget anyway, as best as you can. If they get into an election dispute, you're a part of it if it happens at KPFK. Well, you resign. But those of you that are part of your LSBs, that's your dispute. And it doesn't serve, my suggestion is it doesn't serve the administration or the PMB to expect the PMB or the administration to solve it for you.
We're at time.
We hope you solve it so that you can help the ED do her job.
And so that you can help
Jamie do his job and his committee so that they have budgets to work with.
We've run out of time, and
I'd like to propose that we have a 15-minute extension. We've been nibbling with 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's just not enough time. So I would appreciate it if we could consider 15 minutes extension.
Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Okay, and I would like to have the people who are on the stack actually. Given most of the time. And Ricardo, I would ask you when you respond to limit your time as much as you can, since we are trying to get to what folks have to say.
I hear you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so
I'd like to offer a friendly amendment of 10 minutes because we have been whittling away, but we've extended three times already. And I think
we've extended because we keep extending for too short of a time.
My fear is what Nia said is that we're going to end up voting the way we're going to vote anyway, and we're just talking.
No, that's not true.
Let's not have the crosstalk. Is there a second? Is there a second for Rico's amendment? Okay, hearing no second. Did I hear a second?
Second for Rico's amendment,
which is for 10 minutes instead of 15. So we'll take. Is there any objection to Rico's amendment?
Yes.
Refer or kill it.
You gotta love.
Not
Wendy.
Gonna pass.
I love Wendy.
Sorry. Okay.
Thanks for counting my vote, Wendy.
I don't appreciate the intervention, frankly. We have in front of us Rico's amendment for 10 minutes. Take a roll call vote on that, Richard.
Wait a minute. Rico's amendment, what about my amendment is for 15?
If his motion fails, we're going to pick up yours for 15.
Okay.
Okay, this is for Rico's substitute of 10 rather than 15.
Right.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
I'm going to pass for a moment here.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
George Ryder. Oh, no, George. Sandra Rowland.
No.
Wendy Shrell.
No.
Susan Young.
No.
Mia Bediako. Mia. George Ryder. Carolyn Burton.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
Jamie Ross.
Abstain.
Jim Brown.
No.
Tracy Bird.
No.
Lizette King.
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Yes.
David Beaton.
No.
Ewan Gaza. Sherry Gentleman.
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons.
I'm sorry, I was gone for a moment. Can you just tell me what we're voting on?
This is a substitute motion to extend for 10 minutes rather than 15.
There's another one. Okay.
I'll come back to you.
I said
Andre
no.
Andre Turner. Oh, you said no. Okay. Andre Turner.
No.
Joe Wenzala.
Abstain.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
What?
Sherry Gendelman. Sherry Gendelman. You muted yourself, I think, Sherry.
Sorry.
You there?
I will abstain.
Okay. All right, that's six.
Grace gets the vote on this.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grace.
Yes. I vote yes.
Okay. That's seven yeses and eight noes. And what's four abstentions?
Okay, so let's go to 15 minutes.
7-8-4.
Okay, so the amendment fails. We go to the motion to extend time for 15 minutes.
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections to that?
Yes.
Yes. I have a point of information. Can I ask a point of information?
Yes.
Okay, my point of information is We do have, we're almost 2 hours into this meeting, this open session. We have a closed session scheduled, and I'd like to ask Ricardo if there are pressing matters that we must deal with in closed session. We won't be meeting again until about a week, until a week from tonight. Ricardo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm looking at my notes.
Madam Chair, I do believe we have some important things in executive tonight.
Okay, well.
I wrote down some things that I figured the board would want to know about. So, yes, we should be in executive session for at least half an hour.
Okay.
If not long.
Okay, thank you, Ricardo.
Okay, let's go to the vote on this, which is to extend time for 15 minutes.
Okay. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
T.J. Bird?
Yes.
Who's, was that, AC?
Yeah, AC.
Okay, Jim Brown, did you say something? Luzette King?
Hello?
Luzette?
Hello.
15-minute extension. Yes,
abstain.
No, maybe. Larry Edwards?
Yes.
David Beaton?
No.
David?
No.
Tia Wangaza? Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
I think that was a pass. Joe Wenzala?
I said yes.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Joe Wenzala? No.
No.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Abstain.
Sandra Rowland?
Absolutely not.
That's a no, right? Okay, Wendy
yes.
Strau? Yes is no.
No.
Susan Young?
Abstain.
Nia Beriaco? Nia? Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Jimmy Ross?
No.
Did I get everybody?
Jim Brown.
Jim, I called on him 2 or 3 times. He hadn't answered. Nine.
Hello? Jim seems to be there. Oh. Jim seems to be there.
Well, where is... Did you get Nia?
No, she didn't answer either.
Okay, folks.
Jimmy?
Okay, folks, look. Wait, let me do the calling of names. Y'all just
exactly.
Be quiet, please. I asked Jim Brown 2 or 3 times now. If Jim's back and he wants to put his vote in, tell me, Jim.
Yes.
Thank you. 10-5-4.
That's 2/3, so the motion passes. Okay. I have Billy Ray next, AC. I put myself in the stack and then Sean. No, I didn't. Sean, Leslie, and then myself. So, Billy, go ahead.
You know, first I'd like to commend Ever who brought this motion because we all agree that is a problem that needs to be resolved. And if I'd have got here a little early tonight, I would ask to suspend the rules and ask to have a discussion on this matter like this. I listen to a lot, you know, and I'm in a dilemma, you know, because I know something has to be done. But I'm just you all talk, and no one has a idea to solve this issue. So where do you go from here? That's it.
Can I go on the stacks as well, George?
Yes.
No.
AC, you're next.
Even in the Constitution, for those of you who are attorneys, is that the laws are not designed just for majorities. They also include minorities. And secondly, I think that we waited several groups in this society, like Latinos and blacks and women in general, waited for a couple of hundred years before they could get a chance to vote. So I think we don't want an image going out of this body that says that we're obstructing the right to vote. No matter how we look at it, this is what it's doing, and I think we ought to consider that. And I would like to put a motion on the floor to urge us to remand this back to the Governance Committee for further discussion and further thought before we that's my motion.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. That's what's to be discussed at this point. There were people on the stack. I'm going to call that a substitute motion. It's a little bit stretching it a bit, but we have Sean, Leslie, myself, and Luzette. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think we should refer this back to committee. The point is we have real problems right now. Somebody mentioned the tyranny of the majority, and that is part of the problems we have at LSBs. There are majorities there that are constantly harassing PNB members, and I tell you, folks, suspending voting rights is different than taking voting rights away. We may not be able, without removing a member, to take voting rights away, but to suspend them until they come back into compliance gives the board some power to do things realistically. Right now, you are disempowering this board and invigorating renegades all over the place. And to answer my dear friend Kathy's question, what is this going to do the LSBs? Well, hopefully the PNB members who have temporarily had their votes suspended would go back to their LSBs and say, look, folks, we better get into compliance and start following the directives of the PNB properly, because right now we don't have a voice. To do anything less means only one thing. Lawyers make a lot more money going to court, and that is terrible, folks. We have spent so much money of our subscribers' hard-earned money in lawsuits. This is a very common-sense approach that doesn't violate the bylaws and enforces the directives of the PNB. And anything less, you are disempowering yourselves. Thank you very much.
Leslie. Leslie?
Oh, sorry, I'm talking into mute. When this gets referred back to committee, I'd like to make a couple suggestions that the committee consider. First of all, that any policy include only imminent financial or legal jeopardy to the foundation. Seeing as how suspension is tantamount to making the member ex officio, I would want this committee to consider any lawsuits and the legal jeopardy that is, I'm sorry, what's the banging going on there? I'm hearing some banging in the background. Am I the only one? Oh, thank you.
No, I hear a point of personal privilege. Can somebody mute?
It's gone now. I would hope the Governance Committee would consider potential lawsuits coming out of any policy that it puts forward, and I would hope that it not be arbitrary at the whim of any one person or the board majority even. And I would finally hope that the committee look at a means of restoring the person to voting privileges if they decide that's really how they have to go, or whatever privilege they refuse, a means of restoration that's not dependent on the vote of the majority. And those are considerations that I think this motion has not addressed sufficiently and really needs to be, because I think there's real legal jeopardy in what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Lizette?
Thank you, Chair. I will have no problem in supporting this motion. It's the best of all evils. I couldn't follow the logic of our general counsel's advice when he said to me that if the LSB were to throw me off the LSB, I could still serve on the PNB. So that means I could serve on the PNB, but when I go to the LSB, my name would not even be called on the roll call. That doesn't make much sense to me. Secondly, the only recourse, if the PNB doesn't do anything about this, is to go to court. One, I don't have the money nor the time. And even if I had either of those things, or both of those things, to take the PNB to court, this is the Pacifica to court, this is what's going to happen, as has happened in PFW case. You're going to, the national board is going to bill us for money that we don't even have. And that is taking away from the listeners finances that they can hardly afford. And then we have another situation whereby members on this board keep threatening lawsuits, forgetting about the burden on the listeners. But here we have an inconsistent argument that we're depriving the listeners of a vote. But we're not talking about depriving the listeners of the service that we're here to provide when we're suing the foundation for hundreds of thousands of dollars. It doesn't make much sense to me. So even if the bylaws don't have whatever the general counsel is telling us, the spirit of what we're trying to do here is one of our ones to establish consistency, and two, to assert some kind of authority over our committees. And as I said before, I could be one of those persons who would be able to just talk and not be able to vote. But I would rather pay that price for the sake of the foundation. I would rather pay that price. And those of us who sit on this board and keep threatening, I think the board should come at some point and call their bluff and do whatever it is, let them take us to court. I mean, honestly, this discussion doesn't make much sense to me.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Okay. I want to say that with regard to what AC was saying about the right to vote, we're basically five units which are through the PNB trying to govern ourselves together. And the issue before us is what to do when one of the five units won't abide by the will of the majority of the other, but isn't necessarily the other four because it breaks up within stations. But when they won't abide by the will of the group which the bylaws say is, in fact, ultimately responsible for how this foundation runs. The question of what to do after they've been suspended, clearly the intention is if the LSB comes into compliance, then they get their vote back. It isn't spelled out, but that's clearly the intention. It seems to me that we need something like this. That's why it's been put forth. That's why the Governance Committee put it forth. So it doesn't contradict the bylaws. It's one of those things which is in the space where the bylaws are silent. They're not being removed as delegates. They are having their vote suspended. Robert's rules allows for those kinds of things. I'm sorry. I'm on the stack. And what's your point of order?
You're not. We have Foundation Council gives us legal opinions. You're rendering a legal opinion
I'm sorry, I overrule your point of order. I'm perfectly free to express my opinions. If you think they're legal opinions, that's fine, but that's what I think. And I have my right to speak right now, so I'm going to continue to do that. Although I've pretty much forgotten what I was talking about.
That's the whole idea.
The,
but you're cheering. You call the member to order.
I'm sorry. This, stack was over, and the chair, ordinarily the chair of a committee gets to respond and isn't actually chairing the board. I'm doing both things. I put myself at the end of the stack, and I want to say what I have to say. If it's all right with you all, I'll continue. So I don't think it's a violation of the bylaws in any way. It is the kind of thing that Robert's Rules allows. They aren't being removed from the board. They can participate. They become effectively ex officio members, as I think Sean said. They can participate in discussions. And, in fact, the intention is the unit out of five, which is out of compliance with the will of the majority of the rest of the body, will be strongly encouraged to get back into alignment if they want to continue to participate in making decisions for the body as a whole. That seems to me to make sense. That's all I'm going to say about it. We have a motion in front of us, unless there's someone else that wants to speak.
Point of information. Rika wants to speak.
Yes.
Yeah, did you say that I thought it was included that once the LSB complies, that the members would have, the PNB members would have their voting rights restored. Is that not in the motion already?
It isn't stated explicitly. It's sort of implied that that's the only reason why they're...
I'd like to amend it to state it specifically.
Second.
Sure.
Second.
That was a substitute motion. I'm going to do that.
Make the amendment, Rico, or how do you want to word it?
George, that a substitute motion that I made? And they deal with that?
You can amend the original motion on a substitute motion. You can basically discuss both the substitute and the original, and you can amend the original once, and you can amend the substitute once. What is your amendment to the original?
Well, that it specify specifically what we just said, that that once the LSB complies with the PNB's request, that those PNB members from that LSB be restored.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. This is Susan.
Yes.
As of September 30th, four LSBs were out of compliance with budget. Four. So if all four units were out, did that mean that KPFT would have had the only four voting PNB members?
This was never intended to be...
Decide what the intention is.
He's making a...
If in fact, the chair decided to do that, to bring it up, and if, in fact, the rest of the board decided in that situation that because they didn't get their budget in time, people shouldn't vote, then yes, indeed, it would, in fact, apply. I think it's completely preposterous to think that that's actually something that would happen.
More preposterous things have happened than that.
Well,
point of order, Mr. Chair. Point of order.
Yes.
Is there a motion on the table to refer back?
There's an amendment. There's an amendment by Rico. I believe it was seconded. Is that correct, Rico?
Yes, it was seconded by Lizette, I think.
Okay, and it is.
That's amending the motion to refer.
No,
I have a motion for that.
There's a motion on the floor to refer.
There's two motions on. One is a substitute motion, which is to refer to committee. The other is the original motion, which was you have it in front of you, and Rico wants to amend that to say that Rico, read it again. Say again what you wanted to say.
Once you're in compliance, all voting rights return. That simple.
Right.
Thank you.
Point of order. Don't we vote on the motion to substitute the motion first?
Yes, you vote on the motion to substitute for this motion first. You can amend either one.
Okay. I want to amend the motion to refer.
Jamie has a point of order.
Yes.
Lacey's motion is not a motion to substitute. It's a motion to refer.
Right.
It's a different animal, which has a higher priority than an amendment. So.
You're correct.
I believe that needs to be handled.
Rico, we can't take
first.
The amendment. I ruled it as a substitute motion, but it's...
Yeah, I think he is correct.
Different. Yeah. It's a different...
Well, I mean, that's another story, just that the refer has to be handled first.
Yes, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Just handle the referral first, and then depending on...
Okay, so let's take... Is there anybody else who wants to speak on this issue, and do we have any more time?
We are at time.
Okay, good. We'll take the vote on the motion to refer first.
Motion to refer.
Is there any objection to referring this back to the committee?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to refer. Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Rico? Can't hear you, Rico. Sandra Rollins?
No. Rico, no.
Rico, no. Okay. Sandra?
Yes. Refer back to the committee.
Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Yvette Iacco?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
No, certainly not. No.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Jimmy Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Is that Keaton?
No.
Hillary Edwards?
Pass.
David Beaton?
David? No.
Oh, shoot.
Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes, by golly.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Andrea?
She said yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All you have to do is say it one time loud enough so I can hear you. Joe Gonzalez.
Twice.
Yes. Yes.
Grace Aaron.
No. I didn't hear her vote.
Grace?
She keeps talking over her.
No.
Okay, Billy Ray Edwards passed.
No.
It's 12 to 7 to 1.
Okay, so motion passes. It's referred back to the Governance Committee, and I'm going to relinquish the chair. We have other things from the Governance Committee, but it's way late, so they'll come on the next meeting or whenever. I'm going to relinquish the chair back to Grace.
Okay, thank you, George. As it is now a quarter after 7, we have a meeting scheduled for next Sunday night. As it needs at least 7 days' notice, I'll have to make up the agenda tonight. So if you all have any agenda items for the open meeting, and presumably there will also be a closed meeting next week, please send me the agenda items as soon as possible. It'll be a separate meeting. It won't be a continuation of this meeting. I would entertain a motion to adjourn so that we
can... Madam Chair?
Yes.
Grace?
Go ahead. I hear you. I can't hear you, Jim.
Okay. At this time, I would like to propose that at the next meeting we consider a motion to consider rescinding the vote that was taken on Billy Ray and Luzette at the last meeting be considered at our next meeting, since this is a continuation of that same meeting.
Okay. Next week will not be a continuation.
I know.
Yes, I acknowledge your desire, your notice of the desire to rescind that resolution, and it'll be on the agenda for the next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Dave. I'd like to be recognized.
Yes, go ahead, Dave.
I just wanted to make a quick announcement that the Local Community Radio Act will be voted in the United States House of Representatives on Tuesday morning, and this would be a great bill to extend community radio across the country, and I just want to let folks know to tell the representatives to support the Community Radio Act. To be voted once again Tuesday morning in the House of Representatives. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yeah,
can we just make a comment that or note to other PMB members to submit their ideas on how to deal with the challenge that we were just talking about to the governance committee? If that's okay.
Yes, sir.
When is the next governance committee?
Well, it would be Christmas Day. I'm going to reschedule it probably for the week before.
Why? We're meeting on Hanukkah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we should submit our ideas on how to deal with this because it was a very good discussion?
Yes, please do. Send them by email to me, and I'll forward them to the entire committee.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
George, give your email address for people that's listening that may be more thoughtful than we are.
No, okay. I don't think you should do that.
Grace, this is Jamie with a point of order.
Yeah.
Yep.
I called the orders of the day. We're supposed to be in another meeting 20 minutes ago. This meeting should be over unless people vote to extend time.
Would you like to put forward a motion to adjourn?
I would, but I don't believe we even need to do that. I think this meeting is just over.
Madam Chair, may we have a five-minute break?
Okay,
I moved
very
to
clean.
Jorn.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to adjourning this meeting? All right, this meeting is adjourned. We'll meet in 5 minutes.
Executive session. George.